listen to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast because Rod and Karen are hot.
I felt the pressure like sunshine while raining at the same time. I kept on driving, not complaining, storm raining, cats and dogs. My catalog be the size of golf balls, throw up in your lazy dukes. I'm hazardous to all you boss hogs and Roscoe Pico people who could boost my locomotive, but enough of the everyone can rap unless they give some upholstered. I used to my gift to gab, to boast, to brag it every time I compose. Won't y'all get sick of that? Cause I know I do what I hear those flows that ain't hip hop. You know that you find that shit at the gift shop, but to each day all my speech is gone. Keep that shit up out of my zone. Long as I'm happy, then I'm happy. Even if you just hate my fucking guts, go ahead and gap me. Even if you just hate my fucking guts, go ahead and dap me. Cause I'm gonna dap you anyway and then go home and pray for your ass later. Cause we might need you in this war. I rather know you traitors like that, y'all. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Tips podcast. Your host, Rod and
Karen.
We're live on a Sunday.
Yes, we are.
That's right. Ready to do some podcasting.
We are.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Just search the Black Guy Tips. Find us, leave us 5-star reviews. We appreciate all the people that leave 5-star reviews because those are the people that really appreciate what we do.
Come on.
Okay, there's a lot of haters in this world. They leave bad reviews, they got bad things to say.
Yeah, man, people make the assumption, they go, well, I love y'all, so why should I leave a review? That's why, because the haters never stop.
Yeah, they be mad, they be humph, they be mad at your boy. Okay,
harumph,
harumph. I think not. So you gotta leave, spread some love, man. I feel like we insulated by that bubble of love, that authenticity, that honesty, that integrity. But it's also just the fact that people show appreciation, because there's a lot of people out here feeling unappreciated, which is why they come at us. You know, case in point, we did get a bad review, guys. Got a 2-star review, Karen.
2 stars?
I didn't read it on the show, but I saw it yesterday. I'm gonna read it now. I was once an avid listener. 2 stars. By SOS Maine.
2 stars.
Sound like you need some help. SOS. I can get over the host effeminate voice. Now, I don't know how already with this review, it sounds like it's Karen is not on the show.
No, it's only one host. You. I'm fine with that. Y'all know what? I am to the conclusion that for a lot of people I'm an afterthought, like, but I'm okay with that, you know. Yeah. For a lot of people, whenever they write and complain, a lot of the times it's never targeted at me, or if it's targeted quote unquote at me, it's to get the quote unquote female to get at the male. It ain't really because you care about me.
I'm not saying this person has issues with women, Karen, but I'm not gonna say they don't have them. As I will continue to read, you tell me if you think they have a problem with women. I'm gonna let you decide. I'm not a woman. Who am I to say? I can get over the host's effeminate voice. Why, thank you so much, sir. Your kind self.
I do declare.
That's fine. What I can't get over is his consistent man bashing to women uplifting ratio. Oh, you been keeping track?
Multiplying and dividing. I'm glad somebody keeping up with the numbers.
I like to see a chart. He seems to be absolutely ignorant about female nature.
Oh shit.
And talks as if they're all angels, but has no problem expressing how much men are trash, in quotes, which I agree, but we all are, including females. Human beings are trash, in caps. I'll take my listening ears elsewhere. Humph! 7 exclamation points.
Humph!
Not that humph.
And stormed off after he hit enter.
He put his monocle back in, drove off with one pinky up, and said, why I never!
And that's for the gray poupon.
Mm-hmm. So what'd you think, Karen? You think you got issues with women? It's just, he just write about me. What do you think?
I'm not saying, because you know I don't know nobody's heart, so I'm not saying that your statement is true. I'm just saying that you're adjacent to and you use the same language of people that have a tendency to dislike women. I'm not coming out and calling, you know, you specifically, person that wrote this, you know, misogynistic or anything like that. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, like, people that use that language have a, you know, it's like a adjacent to.
Mm. Well, you are females.
So. Right, so it don't matter what I'm saying anyway, you know. Yeah.
They were never listening to you anyway.
I'm just speaking words. You know what? Let me be sure I use the language.
Yeah, so.
That's what he heard, so I just wanted to be sure I spoke his language.
I'm assuming the two stars were for you. Because, you know, that's how not problems they have with women. That being said, I mean, it's funny we don't get these reviews, these comments about, like, I don't like how you don't bash black people as much as you bash the white racist people. I mean, what? All people are trash. Why black people can't be trash too? Why can't you call them black people out for their racism? No, they don't write those. Why not? I wonder. Wonder what the issue is there.
I don't know.
Feel that way.
I don't know. Like I said, I might be wrong, but you know, and not calling nobody directly any names. I'm just saying, like, this is the language that is used. So when you use the language, I'm under the assumption that you're underneath that same umbrella or that same flag.
Yeah, it's all good. I do say this, though, with absolute certainty. There's a 1,000% chance they're hearing this episode right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because none of them can quit Daddy, okay? They like how Daddy does it, and they need to hear what Daddy got to say. So they always come back around to see what the fuck I'm gonna say about them. And it's always the same thing, which is, have a good life. I'm okay with that. You're not leaving.
No.
I wish you would. I wish all of them would, honestly.
Come on and make my life better.
Honestly, whenever somebody disagrees with me and then they feel the need online to tell me they don't listen to the show,
I'm always
kind of like, but isn't that good for both of us? I don't want you listening and you don't want to listen.
Right. I don't want to force myself upon you, baby. Like that's the thing. I don't want to be nowhere I'm not wanted.
Right. Now, I will say this. There was another person. I'm not going to read her whole diatribe because it's cuckoo bananas, but she was trying to defend, like, R. Kelly and Michael Jackson and talking about how she had lost family and friends off of Facebook because of this. And she just didn't understand why people would let the white media tell her what to think, blah, blah, blah. And so I, you know, without calling her any names, just simply pointing out, like, well, according to your logic, there is no black celebrity that can be called abusive by anyone. Because it was black women with R. Kelly, you know. Well, Michael Jackson, it was white boys, which is why a lot of black people don't care. But
come on, they'll never admit that, but that's the truth.
Yeah, they don't care. But it's kind of funny that you know, by that measure, one, there's tons of black celebrities who are not accused. Apparently they're all coons and sellouts. And then there's the few handful of black celebrities that have been accused of, like, these major malfeasances, like Bill Cosby, R. Kelly, and Michael Jackson. They're considered, like, these super pro black people that needed to get the man had to get rid of, which none of them were, and not in the way of threatening white society. And so I'll just point it out, like, so what happens if one of them is abusive? And she had some long response that I was just like, oh, this is a crazy person. And I said, well, I see why you lost them friends, and I unfriended myself and moved the fuck on.
Ain't nobody gonna read all that, child.
Right. And she was talking about how kind we need to be celebrities and how we need to be supportive of celebrities, and black people need to be nice. And she was once accused of false things that she didn't do. And she didn't hit my DMs and call me every homophobic slur you can think of, call me fat, a bunch of other shit to insult me. And all I could think was, one, I absolutely believe you did whatever you was accused of. I don't even need to know the accusations. But isn't it funny how you would use that abusive tactic of, like, hopping in somebody's DMs to talk your shit rather than out in public, because you know you were faking. And all that to say, because I'm sure somebody needs to hear this, okay? I think... Cause it's not really about me or her. I don't really care. She also said, I don't listen to your show. I've been stopped. I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't know. So there's two PSAs here. The first one is this. I don't know if anybody's noticed, but we're doing okay. We're doing all right.
We making it.
I'm not counting. I haven't counted a download or not download. I don't know who listens or don't listen. Some of my best friends don't listen.
So my family don't listen.
Right. My mom listens when she got time. I know what we do is like a radio show, in my opinion. if you listen to the Breakfast Club, you might not miss it to it every day because it's fucking 3-4 hours of your day every day,
right?
But I feel like we're doing okay. You know, maybe you kept up with us, maybe you've seen things without me trying to get too arrogant. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to keep my head level, trying to stay humble, trying to stay real, but we're doing all right. You know what I mean? I mean, you may have heard of us. You may have seen us. You may have shaken our hands. You may have been at a place, at a venue where there were other people that also had on our shirts and shit and all that. I think we're gonna be fine. Number two, and this is why I don't know who needs to hear this, but stop defending these motherfucking pedophiles and abusive people just because they black. What? You don't know R. Kelly or Michael Jackson. I know you wouldn't let them around your kids. You wouldn't take a drink from Bill Cosby. It's over. Let it go. Like, what? You also don't want to be in a room with Harvey Weinstein, who you only know because of his sexual scandals. You know, you don't want Woody Allen hanging out around your daughter. You know you don't. Let it go, baby. It's going to be okay. There are plenty of other black celebrities that are doing just fucking fine.
That you can love on.
And it's not a function of them being celebrities. Mm-mm. It's not a function of them being black men. They ain't the only black male celebrities. It's so stupid when people say that shit. Like Jay-Z not just a whole out here being a billionaire fucking 50-something years old. Not accused of being a pedophile or a serial rapist. Sometimes it's just motherfuckers get money and they not good people. They get famous and they not good people. They talented, but they not good people. It happens. All right. That's it. Oprah ain't getting accused of fucking being a pedophile or a rapist. Serena Williams seems to be doing all right. Beyonce is doing great. What the fuck? Cardi B? I mean, there's a lot of motherfucking black and brown people out here that are rich beyond measure, famous beyond measure, popular beyond measure. You might have problems with the other shit they do in their life, but they not getting accused of vast criminal conspiracy of abuse and sexual impropriety. Come on now. Come on, y'all. It's just that simple. Fuck them niggas. And if that make you feel some kind of way, then don't worry about listening. Okay. That's a line I'm willing to stand on. I didn't think it was controversial. I'm not really down with pedophiles and rapists just because they happen to be black. My bad.
Right?
I didn't know that was bashing black men all of a sudden. Okay, cool. So, yeah, man, I just, oh, Lord. Just everybody needs some help. Everybody get therapy. Everybody.
Yeah, including myself.
Yes. I send this all y'all to therapy. Okay. Everybody need to get some because this is crazy. The official weapon of the show is
the taser.
The unofficial sport.
Football.
Bullet ball extreme. And let's get into the show. I have a bunch of random thoughts.
Okay.
But some of them are kind of tied into the news of the day. So we'll get into those as well. R. Kelly went back to jail for failing to pay his child support. He owes nearly $200,000 in child support and interest, and his deadline to cough up the cash was last Wednesday, so he had to go back to jail. Back to jail, back to reality. But not so fast, my friends. Last time he went to jail, Valencia P. Johnson said, let me put $100,000 on it and get this pedophile back on the streets. Okay,
she put a lot of fives on it.
We need to make sure that black girls in Chicago are not safe and that the women that he has in his little cult are doing scared for their life. We need to make sure that continues to happen, and so it was very important to get him out of jail. Well, guess what, guys? Someone paid $161,000 that he owes in child support for him to get out of jail again.
Mm-hmm.
He walked out of Chicago jail after $161,000 in child support payment was made on his behalf. They said they did not know who paid it. And it came 3 days after a judge ordered R. Kelly jailed until he paid the total amount owed by the state.
Does he owe somebody a record deal? Like, does he even, like, you promised me some music. Somebody was like, I'm going to be sure you out until you make this music. Yeah, make my money back. Like something's happening here where somebody was like, I will pay until you either go to jail permanently or I get my money back. He owes somebody some money?
Well, as that person that left the review obviously hasn't been hearing me saying, but he got a lot of support. And a lot of it is from black women. And I don't know what you do about that, because his targets are black girls. I don't know how that disconnect can exist, but it does somehow in the community. Were there black women willing to, like, openly support this man, put their name and life on the line, get death threats to their business to make sure that this guy, who is an accused serial pedophile who is on videotape, is back on the motherfucking street? I don't get it. You know, I'm not saying that black men have nothing to do with it. Obviously, it's a music industry. There's lots of black men involved in like giving him a pass, working with him, being in the studio with him. We saw that toast where he was like, they should have got me when they had the chance. And it was all black men in the room. Yep. So I'm not trying to say black men have nothing to do with it. I mean, it's a cultural thing, but like the money, the concerts, the, you can lock me up, the screams and shit that people are doing. Are you still the king of R&B outside the jail? Like, it's horrible optics.
Yeah, people don't want to give up that nostalgia, and that's all it boils down to, my nostalgia and my love for this music and how it made me feel and stuff like that means more to me and has a higher place in my life than the children he's accused of abusing.
Yeah, it's crazy because you're just watching black women say black girls don't matter to them,
because a lot of them, they didn't matter. I mean, I hate to be like that. Like, they didn't matter.
It's a cycle.
Right. When you grow up, and that's the thing, being a little black girl. There's a lot of little black girls who have grown up in some fucked up situations. And a lot of little black girls did not know how messed up their situations were until they became adults. But you do have some little black girls who grow into grown women who have this cycle of abuse, and they just think that's the way the world is. So they pour this shit into their little girls. They pour, it's okay if you get raped, everybody gets raped. It's okay if you get sexually abused, everybody gets sexually abused. It's okay if you get touched, everybody gets touched. It's okay if men treat you bad, because that's the way it goes. You know, it's okay if, you know, you turn to the life of prostitution or drugs or whatever it is, whatever your vice is, because that's what life is, because life doesn't give a fuck about us. So I've grown up and I became a quote unquote woman, because this is their definition of womanhood. I became a woman through this process. Yes, I might be hard. Yes, I might be cold, but I'm still alive. It becomes a survival tactic, and they push these fucked up flaws into their little girls, and the thing is, these little girls end up becoming women again, and they end up running through this whole cycle. And when you have a atmosphere where nobody believes them, you have an atmosphere where the people that abuse them look just like them and the same skin color as them, and when you come with, they don't get the help, they don't get the support that they need, they're in situations where they can't get out, you know, because they're little girls. You know, this is the end result of grown-ass women with these fucked-up views on how the world should be. And also, a lot of women, and even women that did not go to this abuse, women are, little girls are taught at really, really young ages, and particularly straight women. I'm talking about straight women here because I'm straight, so I'm speaking from my personal perspective. You grow up as, you've got to, quote-unquote, protect boys. You got to protect men. You have to protect them no matter what. And that protection comes at something that's illogical and irrational. And the thing is, the protection comes at a cost. You know, I will protect you even if it costs me my life. I will protect you even if it costs me my child's life. I will protect you over everything. I will protect you over womanhood. I will protect you over your own faults. I will protect you over you fucking up. Whatever it takes, I have to quote unquote protect you. And the thing is, women are taught that, and as women get older and as you begin to live and as you begin to experience life, you begin to realize, you know what? I don't have to fucking protect you, a goddamn grown ass man. But a lot of women never get to the point where they see these men as men. Because the thing is, if I have to protect a grown ass man, he's a boy. He's not a, I'm protecting you. And so, but you're a grown ass man. You're not a child. You, at some point, you need to be held accountable and responsible for your own actions. But you have a lot of women that will jump in front of all these bullets for these grown ass men who have the mentality and the capacity of boys emotionally and spiritually and all this other shit. At some period of time, I got to stop taking them bullets, dog, because you got to be accountable for your own action. But society has taught women that, you know, because of white supremacy, you go get into that. White supremacy has taught you if you don't protect these men, the white man's going to take them away. Okay. Yes, that is true. But at the same time, some men do fucked up shit where the white man need to take his ass away. He needs to go to jail, and that's okay. And nobody wants to accept the reality of that. He needs to go to jail to be accountable for his actions. I should not have to stand up and defend a pedophile. I should not have to stand up and defend a woman beater. I should not have to stand up and defend a murderer. I should not have to. I should not have to just because he's black. You know, and I think for a lot of people in our society, it's blackness over everything. It's even blackness over other brown people, because it's other brown people that go through this same shit, and we'll turn an eye to it. Because the thing is, and that's the thing that frustrates me and irritates me when people, and I understand, I love my people too. Yes. And there's some things where I go, I support it because it's black, this, that, and the other. But what I will not do is blindly, stand for shit that's not right. And I think because it's been ingrained in our little girls and ingrained in our women that this is what we're supposed to do, and society, and particularly men in society and other women, will make you feel bad or make you feel less than, and they attach this to your womanhood. If you don't defend a man, you're not a woman. If you don't step out here and take these bullets, you know, there's something wrong with you. You quote unquote don't support the community, and that's not true. I can love the community and I can support the community, but it does not mean that I have to defend your bullshit just because you're black. And a lot of people don't want to face this, because, and that's why they defend R. Kelly, they defend Michael Jackson, they defend these people that do this fucked up shit, and nobody wants to turn a mirror and look at themselves and go, I am defending this only because they're black. Any other logical thing makes no sense. If they was white, I wouldn't give a fuck. If they were other brown people, I would not care. And none of them would face the reality that they have some fucked up views that have been ingrained in them since they've been children. You know, and like you said, these are things that, these are chains that you got to break. And I think because we live in a society today with social media and all this stuff, you have a lot of women that are standing up going, fuck it, I'm not defending no more. Fuck it. If you fall, you fall. Fuck it. I'm not marching on behalf of you because you've done some fucked up things against black women, and I'm not obligated to do this anymore. I'm tired of getting beat. I'm tired of getting scorned. I'm tired of doing all this work. I'm tired of doing all this labor. For you as a black man, a lot of times to turn around and spit on me and tell me what I'm doing is worthless. I'm defending you, and you turn around and look at me and tell me I'm less than, and tell me what I'm doing has no purpose, and tell me to go in the kitchen and cook, and tell me just ignorant stuff, and you beat on me and you whoop on me and you give me all these emotional scars, and I'm supposed to be okay with that? No, nigga. I, you know, it comes to a point where you say, I'm tired of getting my ass whooped for you. I'm tired of the black community whooping my ass for nothing in return. You know, and this is why, a lot of times when people go into activism, this is why a lot of them quit, because they get tired of bullshit like this. But to go back to what I was saying about the women, this is why women defend, because they feel obligated to. They feel like they must. They feel like the black community, they will let down the black community if they don't do these things. And we live, like you say, these marginalized people have these voices. There have been a lot of women that have always felt like, oh, what the fuck are y'all doing? And now they have a place where they can spread it out there. And for some of them, it is man-hating. You know, I do understand when some men be like, it's man-hating, yes. But for some of them, they are very valid in their perspectives. And just because you ain't the nigga that beat nobody or whooped nobody or raped nobody or been a pedophile or accused anybody of these things, just because you haven't as a man, does not mean there are men that do this every single goddamn day and these women see it. Because you only looking at it from your perspective. You never look at it from that woman's perspective. Because guess what you have have on your side? You have on your side patriarchy. You have on your side, I could beat a nigga's ass. But if you on the receiving end of a lot of this abuse and I can't physically overpower you, the perspectives are a little skewed there. And so I think that for a lot of women, they feel like they are obligated to, and it's so fucked up, and it's so frustrating, you know, as a woman who goes, yeah, they did that, that's fucked up, I'm not defending it, and it's okay to not feel obligated to defend. And then I lose family, I lose friends, they wonder why, because niggas like, you sound crazy, you sound like a fucking lunatic. But they feel like it's okay to sound crazy and sound like a lunatic as long as they, at the end of the day, they defend these men.
Yeah, it's such an extreme case too, because you're talking about prolific pedophiles, prolific racists. Like, we're not, like, it's almost like the worse the crime, the more they like, it's about him being black. It's like 50 people don't get together, right, to do this.
They don't know each other.
If it was so easy to pull off a criminal conspiracy of framing someone for sexual abuse over decades, everybody would be doing it. Everyone would be accused of this shit. You know, like, it's, if it was that fucking easy, but it's not. So I think, you know, that's a big thing. You hit on a bunch of stuff that I kind of wanted to talk about. One, I remember an episode we talked about, Morehouse and, Spellman, and how women were being sexually assaulted at Spellman by men from Morehouse, and they would report sexual assault to the campus, you know, the police and whatnot, and through all the campus, many times not through the police because they didn't want the men to get in trouble, in too much trouble. So they were reported through to the school, like student assault, sexual assault council and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be told that you're going to ruin a black man's life and put him in the system.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually after he has sexually assaulted the woman.
Right.
So these are women in college, black women, being told you have to put the well-being of the race above the own violation of your body. And that's at a prestigious learning institution. Right? This is not even little girls in junior high school and
people
shit.
People going for higher education.
This is a place where they're supposed to be teaching you how to act like a, you know, a woman. This is how we're supposed to be teaching you how to contribute to society. You're gonna walk out here, you're gonna be you know, you're gonna be this very important person that is represents blackness and excellence. Oh, and by the way, if something happens to you and it's sexually assault from a black man, well, you gotta let that slide,
right?
You know, that was the story we covered on here, and I still remember being like, you know, that's fucked up.
Right.
And
you call that justice? Get the fuck out of my face.
Right. I'm sure this is counts as man bashing for a lot of people, but if that's who doing the rape, I'm rape bashing, then don't rape. The other thing, another thing you pointed out, this is one of the things that I speak out against, that I think people equate with bashing black men, but it's not, I don't see it that way. I love being a black man. I love being black. I love being a man. I love myself. I love the black men in my life. But I also love black people in general. My other people that's not cishet black men are also of value to me. And that should not be a revolutionary thing to fucking say, but for a lot of people it is. And so that's why, you know, I think when I'm talking about black men can do better, people look at it as bashing. It's the same way white people think saying white people can do better is bashing white people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk to a person of privilege about their privilege, they go, I'm under attack. There is no privilege. You know, well, the cops is out here arresting us and shit, so you trying to tell me that? I'm not telling you you're not oppressed.
Right.
I'm not telling you. I also experience it. My pulse quickens when the police get behind me. I've been pulled over for no fucking reason. You know, I've been racially harassed. This is not, I read too. It's not, I'm not, oh, none of this shit is new to me. Like this racist country, all this stuff, the preoccupation with the black men, with our sexuality, with trying to,
turn us into like rape monsters and shit. I am not immune to that. I know who Emmett Till is as well. That being said, we've had a reactionary approach to it as a community, to where we said we have to protect black men at all costs. Black men are endangered species. I'm not saying these things are wrong, but somewhere out that equation we left out, but if they are harming people within the community, they must also be called out. They must also, at that point, we do not need to protect someone who is actively harming other people within the community. That is not what protection is. That is infantile, that is infantilization. We don't need that. I don't want that. I can take some accountability, some responsibility. That's fine. And without leaning back on poor me as a black man, I just don't get it. Nah, if anything, I feel like we should get it more, because we know what it's like to be oppressed. We know what it's like to deal with people of privilege. And yet here we are, where we're defending rapists, you know. So that's, and I think that has also integrated into society. You know, when it comes to people like R. Kelly, that's not a black man thing, that's a societal thing.
Correct.
You know, that's why it doesn't even make sense to bring up white abusers, because that white people are living in the same society as us, and they think this shit is fine. They're like, you get to do some raping if you get famous, you get enough money. I mean, that's just what it is. Women are part of the deal, you know, and consent is whatever you want it to be when you're rich, you know. So that's kind of the bigger issues at play here. And yet we always end up back on just, if a person is black, they can do no fucking wrong. And I refuse to fucking follow into that. And I know people don't believe that, because the people that disagree with me right now, they feel like I am doing wrong. They don't have no problem calling me out my name. They don't have no problem finding me on the internet. Right? They don't have no problem with that shit. So they're, you tacitly agree with these fucking abusive ass niggas, and then you get mad at me for being like, nah, you don't get a pass just cause you're black. You know? So it's, and then of course, and then you ignore Karen. They'll just ignore Karen the whole time. Like, oh, she didn't say shit. So, and then the last thing I'll say is, to all that, okay? Humph to R. Kelly with seven exclamation points, okay? Why I never, okay? Good day to you too, sir. I will take my listening ears to another song on someone else's album, okay?
Where's my great poupon?
He also did an interview, which we didn't cover. They made a thing out of this. It was like 10 minutes on Monday, and then Gail King was like, it's actually 80 minutes of interview we did with him.
Come on, she's trying to get all the awards.
They put a 1 hour special out on Friday. He also had a part, there was also a part where they interviewed the women that are in his sex cult thing that he is accused of manipulating, and he was coughing and shit during the middle of it. Like, he was trying to let them know, I'm here, like, don't say too much. And he, even though he was supposed to let them talk to her alone, he interrupted and barged in the room a couple of times. So yeah, how does that make him look any better?
No, it does not. And and it's really fucked up. But I don't know if you want to, I would like to actually hear the real interview, which was the SNL sketch.
Oh, well, I guess I could play it. It's like 7 or 8 minutes, though. It's a long sketch. All right, well, anyway, I want to play his original one real quick. It's only 2 minutes.
Stupid! Use your common sense. Don't forget the blogs. Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to, love me if you want, but just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me to, with my crazy past and what I've been through? Oh.
Bye. He loves to get real vague when it comes down to them accusations and the things that he's done. It's with my crazy past and the, you know, that wild, you know, it's just crazy out
here.
That
wild shit. You
I mean, who, with the things that, you know, had alleged to, you know, possibly, I mean, I would never, you know, but, the stuff, the incidents, why would I?
Right, I can still perform.
I think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat and don't let them out unless they need some shoes down the street from their uncle.
That's a pretty specific.
That's what I said.
That's a pretty.
I said this shit. Did he talk about a specific incident?
I mean, I haven't heard that specific thing. I mean, that's
some police report somewhere got that only in the file. Like, you would have to actually okay, sir.
I mean, I'm not saying he told on himself, mm-hmm. but I'm not saying he didn't tell on himself, mm-hmm. because I had not heard that one before.
He did everything but called Uncle's name out.
It's like, y'all said I'm in here letting people only brush their teeth on Tuesdays, okay? Now, I don't know why you would think that's true. It's like, nobody had said that one.
Didn't know.
Sir, I'm pretty sure that's all you, homie. That nobody was talking about that.
Nobody asked for
that. Stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing. Robert. I didn't do this stuff.
Gail is my mama when I don't have McDonald's money. Robert.
She need a real MVP.
This is not me, y'all. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this.
More like the cried piper. Am I right, guys? Come on. Come on. You know you laugh.
I can't help 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids. And
you gotta have a relationship with a lot of people, kids. I mean, that's kind of the problem. That's how you got here.
Right? Too many people, children.
Too many relationships with too many kids. But also, we were just talking about this. This is him leaning into that infantilization of black men. Look at me. My feelings are hurt. So I can't be out here just raping children.
No, you can't.
And y'all gonna do this to me. Like, yes, that's the thing. You can't do that. I don't care if you cry. How many people have you made cry? How many people would even fall for this stupid shit?
Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it. I hope this camera keep going.
No, we're
going
to let the camera keep
true.
Rolling.
This is not true. This doesn't even make sense.
He can't refute the allegations other than say it's not true.
Yeah, she was like, no, nigga, we not turning. In fact, we got 8 cameras. None of the cameras would be turned off, sir.
Anytime she asked him something specific, he would just be like, I can't get into the details of that. Like, well, then how is it not true? This is not true. And then he also said some shit that I think, and the reason I love that they did this interview, because I know some people were like, I mean, even the Mute R. Kelly account was like, it's not worth triggering abuse survivors, or what about the victims of him that have seen this? And I do feel bad if somebody had to feel bad. I mean, you can also opt to not watch it, stay off social media, stuff like that. Great. But I understand that maybe that's not possible for some people and they feel bad and they don't want to see it. I get it. But he also incriminated himself legally several times. Mm-hmm. He said things that in a court, it's just not going to, like, they are probably going to be able to prove he's lying. Like, I don't know these people. All these women are lying. I didn't even, you know, they just came together as a conspiracy. These are things that will be, you know, this interview's admissible in court. He said this in public on the record. So I'm glad they did this interview.
Same.
Why would I hold all these women? I need help.
What kind of help?
This is the kind of help I need.
Yes, what kind of help?
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart. Because my heart is so big. People betray me and I keep forgiving them.
Y'all, is this the only nigga to ever give some money to charity? Is that what's happening? Is there even an R. Kelly charity foundation? What heart? What are we even talking about? He the only rich person that's ever gave something to somebody, has ever trusted another person. Is that what happened? R. Kelly's just so trusting, y'all. The rest of these celebrities, that's why they don't get no problems, because they just don't trust nobody. But he's so trusting. He keeps trusting 16-year-old little girls to not accuse him of sexually assaulting them. And he just, no,
never
over 20, 30 years later, he's still just doing it and he can't help himself. And we just keep ending up back here, guys. He just can't help it. I trusted you 18. I mean, I don't need to confirm it with all my craziness in my past.
You sound like you're playing the victim here. You sound like R. Kelly. You do. When I listen to you, it does sound like you're playing the victim
card. I'm just telling the truth. And the reason I'm emotional, Robert, and I apologize for that, is because this is the first time I was able to say something. Yeah. I've said nothing.
Because your lawyers told you not to, dummy.
Right, and they probably objected to you doing this fucking interview.
I know they sitting around like, this nigga.
Like, you know they was pulling their hair out watching him talk.
Now, Karen, I cannot play this whole video. We'll be here forever. And I do want things to do today.
Okay.
Other than just talk about this nigga. But I will play a little bit of the
SNL skit. You ain't got to play the whole thing. Just a snippet.
Kenan Thompson, as we have always gone up for over here at the Blackout Tilt.
Come on, he the fucking... They gonna miss that nigga when he gone.
And I would like it on the motherfucking record we have always gone up for him, because a lot of y'all are Johnny Come Latelys to this motherfucking party, and y'all tried to hold that interview against him. They actually got black women hired for the first time on SNL against him. Well, he was like, I'm not putting on no more fucking dresses. And it was like, well, how come they don't have the black women? He's like, I don't know. Maybe the ones they fucking saw wasn't great. Get some black women. I don't know. Good luck. Get some black women, because I'm done.
Good luck.
I'm done being the black woman on the show. And that's why we got all these black women on the show now. That was Kenan. And they painted him as a fucking coon and a sellout for that shit. And he was above it and didn't respond. But he has been a staple and the best person on SNL for goddamn, I don't know how long it's been now.
It gotta be over 10 years.
It's gotta be. And the show has gone to ass with him around in it. And he's just LeBron James carrying them niggas to the finals every year for many years. And it gets better and it gets worse, and they get new cast and they lose cast. And one steady person you can depend on in every fucking skit is Kenan. Anyway, he was R. Kelly in this with Leslie Jones as Gail King in this interview mock.
You're watching a CBS News special. I am your host, Gail King. And this is part three of my interview with R&B.
Oh, I don't know why my YouTube has been doing this lately.
With R&B star Robert Kelly, also known as R. Kelly. Also known as individual who number ones. Thank you for being here, Robert.
Well, thank you for having me, and please just call me victim.
I am not going to do that. I guess my first question for you, Robert, is why exactly are you doing this interview?
Because people think that I'm some kind of a monster. I'm here to remove all the doubt, okay? My lawyer was telling me no, but my ego was telling me yes.
Robert,
please call me victim.
No. Tell me some of the things that people are saying about you.
That I have a harem of young girls, and that I started a what's the word? Starts with a Q.
You mean cult?
Yeah, that's it.
Right. And why do you think people are saying that about you?
Probably because it looks like I have a harem of young girls and I started a cult. Look, I made a lot of mistakes in my life. Maybe I can't read or write or math, but I'm still a person. I put on my pants one sleeve at a time, just like everybody else.
What about the Lifetime docuseries that interviewed numerous women, family members, and your former tour manager? All saying the same things.
This is the part that Smooth took me the fuck out.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and I'm talking to Oprah's friend. If I can just get through this, everybody's gonna love me again.
Robert, the docuseries.
All right. These people made a 6-part documentary about me. 6. That's almost 10. And not one of them said a nice thing about me. They made it seem like I was the devil. I'm not the devil. And even if I was, you can't think of one nice thing to say about the devil? I can. Nice horns. Gives good advice.
So why do you think people are making these lies up about you?
For money, obviously. I'm a very rich man. And people are always trying to take advantage of me.
Well, if you're so rich, why did it take so long to pay $160,000 you owe back in child support?
Damn, that's a good question. I wasn't expecting that. Now I gotta switch directions and get some sympathy back. Because I'm a very poor man.
His eyes.
He was looking like, did she buy that? You know what, I'm playing this house kid. He's too good. I can't help it.
But Robert, victim.
No. You sold millions of records and made millions of dollars.
More than millions, thousands.
Millions is more than thousands, Robert.
Okay, my bad.
So what happened to all the money?
I don't know. Ask my, who's the guy you pay to watch all your money? Starts with a Q.
Your accountant?
No, my cousin Reggie, that's it. You know what? This is all great stuff, but maybe we should save it for some of the interview.
What are you talking about? This is the interview.
For real? Well, then where are the cameras?
There's literally one right in front of you.
Hey.
That's the cameraman.
See, y'all just keep y'all camera out in the open like that? Boy, y'all some freaks.
Just tell me why all those women would say the same things about you if they weren't true.
You can start a rumor about any celebrity just like that. All you got to do is push a button on your phone and say, R. Kelly did this to me, and then attach a video of me doing that thing. People will believe you. It's scary.
I really want to laugh right now, but I can't tell if this interview is a prank on you or a prank on me.
This interview is going great. Oprah's friend thinks I'm innocent. I should be a lawyer,
Robert.
Or maybe I should run for president.
Stop singing.
Oh, you can hear that?
Yes. Yes. Now tell me, why were you hanging out at McDonald's?
Okay, first of all, I did not go to a McDonald's.
Boy, we saw you at McDonald's.
Okay, fine. I love McDonald's. It's my favorite restaurant in the world. They got that burger that I like. What's it called?
Something with a Q.
Big Macs?
Yeah, that's it.
Look, I'm just going to ask you plainly. Have you ever held women against their will?
Why would I do that? That would be stupid. How stupid would it be for me, R. Kelly, with all the crazy illegal things that I've done in my past, on tape, and gotten away with, scot-free, to do it again? How stupid do you think I am? Is this the camera?
No. No. That's a plant.
He's looking at a plant, y'all, for the camera. hold on. Did I click the wrong thing? No! Wait. Of course I did. All right, well, let's just let YouTube do its thing in the background. And I'll try to go back. Son of a bitch. But yeah, he was looking at a plant in the background, like a hidden camera was in the plant.
Right, because in his mind, he was like, y'all actually had real people like in the room with you, like nothing hidden.
Yeah, because he records women and girls without their consent.
Right.
And hides the camera. Why is it not taking me? Okay, it's taking me back, but slowly. All right, well.
No, that's a plant.
Okay, guys, think for a minute. Use your brains. Why would I do these things for 30 years? I gave y'all trapped in the closet, feeling on your boutique. Robert. Age ain't nothing but a number.
Robert.
And so many other clues. This is how you repay me?
Robert.
I don't have anybody left in my corner. 30 years.
Okay, brother.
Oh, man, that's almost a decade.
Who the hell is this?
Oh, this is my crisis manager. Right. How am I doing?
Oh, Moore, you killing it right now, Kels. Ooh, you looking real good out here.
Yeah, do I look sympathetic?
Especially when you screamed at that lady, man. Real classy. Mm-hmm. That's real classy. Spit real quick. Okay. Now, we're coming down the home stretch, all right? Okay. So, crisis averted.
All right. Okay. I am ready to start the interview.
The interview is over.
Oh.
Robert, you've been combative, defensive, and completely unhinged. But somehow you expect us to believe you are completely innocent.
That would be ideal, yes. And now I humbly await your decision, Miss Gail King.
What? My name is Gail King with a G.
So you're not the Gail King? Then what I'm doing here?
Boy, you are not right.
So you think I made things worse?
Yes, you definitely made them worse.
Scale of 1 to 10. How much worse?
13.
So is that the highest? All right, fine. I guess there's only thing, one thing left to say there, J.O. King. Live you from New York.
He turned to the plant. The hidden plant camera.
It's over, fool. Oh. Right here.
Live from New York.
Yeah, that was a great cold open.
Yes.
Keenan killed that shit.
He did. It was fucking hilarious.
Oh, man.
I'm about to say, we had to end on a high note.
Well, I'm not into it yet. R. Kelly's ex-attorney said the singer took anti-libido shots to suppress his urges. So this is his former lawyer.
Oh, that's not good.
Now, apparently his former lawyer is basically on his deathbed.
So he can get to everything.
So, he told the Chicago Sun-Times that the singer was guilty of those crimes. Guilty as hell, to be more precise. The 77-year-old spoke candidly about his ex-client's behavior, but said he doesn't believe Kelly hasn't done anything inappropriate for years. Why is he so sure? Because he convinced Kelly to take medication to suppress his sexual urges. I can say whatever I want, but we gotta do it fast. It would be nice to get it down so somebody besides me. I'll tell you a secret. I had him go to the doctor to get shots, libido killing shots. That's why he didn't get arrested for anything else. Despite his assertion that Kelly is guilty, Ginson said he wasn't conflicted about keeping this disgraced singer out of prison. I didn't facilitate him. He had already done what he'd done. I did facilitate him in the sense I kept him out of trouble for 10 years. I was vetting his records. I listened to them. Which ones would make a judge mad? Ginson pointed to Kelly's 2003 song Ignition as one of the most problematic works. He said the original version hinted at Kelly's attraction to underage girls. It was originally about a high school instructor in a class teaching people how to drive a car. I changed the words.
Wow.
Though Ginson said Kelly was good at churning out his songs, he said the singer is not a very bright person. Ginson also theorized that Kelly became overly confident and negligent after winning his 2008 child pornography case. What he doesn't understand is this: if you win a case with somebody, they think they're bulletproof. They're almost better off sort of losing. He thinks he can do whatever the hell he wants. He has done everything he can to hurt himself.
Yeah, what you said.
Yep. That's what I told y'all, man. I mean, obviously I disagree with him saying, like, well, he got these libido shots, so he don't do it no more. Now, keep in mind, it's not like he said he's not a pedophile or attracted to young girls anymore, but he won't be having sex with anybody because of these libido shots. If you believe this man's kept up a regimen of of libido killing shots, since that lawyer told him to do that shit, even though he got away and got off scot-free, get the fuck out of here. Like, as far as I'm concerned, that dude's still his defense lawyer by saying that bullshit. Well, I know he must not have done anything now. Like, how the fuck can you possibly know that? And whoever did the interview, you gotta ask a follow-up on, like, how the fuck can you know he didn't do anything since then? Let's see what else is happening in the world.
Oh, do you have some more thoughts?
Oh, I have a bunch of random thoughts.
Okay.
I didn't get to him. Oh, you're right. I didn't get to him.
Mm-mm, let's go.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who needs to hear this, but stop bailing broke celebrity sexual predators out of jail just because you enjoyed Step in the Name of Love.
Come on.
Okay. Valencia P. Johnson, if you're listening, it's you. Imagine if instead of that $250,000, now over $250,000 has been used to get R. Kelly back on the streets. Imagine if we used that to actually bail people out of jail that had nonviolent offenses.
Come
that
on.
Was simply sitting in there awaiting trial for, like, I can't pay a $250 fine.
Or a ticket, right?
Imagine that. Isn't that like the waste that was to get this pedophile back on the streets? I don't understand it. You know, imagine if people just took the time to be like, yeah, man, I'm not gonna fucking let this happen. I'm gonna go down to the block and bail everybody out. And I saw people try to mitigate it by being like, well, the child support money goes directly to his family and they're part of the victims in this too. And I do understand what you're trying to say, that, hey, Rod, look at the silver lining on this. I have a better thing though. My problem is that they could have gave the money directly to his family and been like, let this nigga stay in jail. They didn't have to go pay his child support off. They paid his child support off so he could be out on the streets.
Right.
So what about everybody else's children? You know, like, so now I'm not cool with it.
Like, that person that did that specifically doesn't give a fuck about R. Kelly's children.
No.
And to use them as a shield, like, well, this is about the child support. You know it's not. You know it's not. So, yeah, I understand that it's a complicated nature with an abuser and shit. I don't understand, like, I'll never understand what it's like to be a victim of somebody that manipulative and controlling and all that shit, and what it does to your mind for the rest of your life.
Right.
You know, people always like, well, his wife was on Facebook saying he's a brilliant genius, and I'm like, I don't know, he never beat me, I don't know how the fuck, he never forced me to not eat for days. But we on the outside of this thing looking in don't need to succumb to that shit. What else happened? Oh yeah, I know we've been getting a lot of questions about our Southern Black roots because we just now tried oxtail for the first time last week. But you can't really question my Blackness or my Southern roots because I still say the L in salmon. That's right. I can't help it. I understand.
I do too.
Yeah, I understand the rest of y'all sophisticated Northern Negroes make jokes about people needing to take the L out of say salmon.
Yeah, and pecan pie.
Pecan. Oh, is that how you supposed to say it?
Yo, because it's different.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, because some people call it pecan, some people call it pecan. So depending on where you
at. Yeah, it's pecan. So I guess
I'm concerned it's pecan too.
So what I'm saying is fuck y'all. What do white people love black people as much as they love the Confederate flag?
This country would be a better place.
Somebody said they'll still be hanging us up then. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that part. I listened to some of Offset's album. It's called like Father of Four or something like that. It's about the lessons he's learned to be a better man and stuff. It kind of reminds me of 444, the Jay-Z album, except Offset's much younger. But it makes me wonder who the target audience of that album is.
Mm.
And I think it's Tristan Thompson.
Oh no.
A Netflix documentary about Trump's tax returns, but we call it Deducted in Plain Sight. What y'all think?
I like that.
Tentative other name, Russian Doll.
Oh.
I was thinking about Superman the other day and Clark Kent, and I think Superman seemed like the type of dude that would ask Steele to fuck Lois in front of him while he was in his Clark disguise, and then later he would burn a hole in Steele's suit dressed as Superman for fucking this girl. Like, he just seemed like that type. Cut Kent, you know?
Oh, what is happening here?
It was just something I was thinking about, okay? I didn't want to say anything after Green Book and the controversies that happened, but I'm gonna be honest with y'all now that it's all passed over. A white man taught me how to eat fried chicken as well, y'all. And I would like to thank that white man.
Ooh.
I don't want to say his name because I saw what Shadow and Act did to Vigo, and
my
I don't
bad.
Want him to get
I'm
in
not
that trouble.
I'm not trying to put his name out there in the streets. My bad. We're trying to protect him.
Let's just say he's in the army. His first name is Colonel, if you know what I'm saying, guys. But he taught me how to eat chicken, fried chicken. I moved on since. I think they should do sequels to the movie. I would love to see Green Book too. He could teach Dr. Shirley how to get some red Kool-Aid. Teach him how to put things in the Crown Royal bag. Mm-hmm. How to play spades in Green Book 4.
How to make salmon patties.
I'm just saying. I will watch the Green Book series.
Mm-hmm. How to fry liver mush.
Hell, Doc. The little joker has the writing on it. And it just do that all for an hour. I think when Them Thrones comes back, I'm going to change Varys' name. You know, Varys is the bald-headed one that stays with the T on everybody.
What the living internet?
I think this season I'm gonna call him Varys Hilton, cause that's how much tea he got on everybody, and I need people to support me. So remind me when the season starts that I said that, cause I'm pretty sure that's a great nickname. An involuntary erection at a funeral is called Morningwood. Look at it. Put a U in there, guys.
I'm pretty sure they tried to do everything to prevent that from happening. Because, you know, bodies used to sit up and shit because, you know.
No, I'm talking about if you and the audience have involuntary erection. Oh! Not the corpse, you dark, sick son of a gun.
I'm sorry!
Jesus. Well, now y'all know why we married.
I took it too far.
Y'all always thought she.
I thought y'all you think like I'm you looking in the casket and you see the person's dick hard. You're like, what is happening here?
That's not how any of that works. You know, everybody says like Rod, Karen, y'all such good people. Y'all should have kids. Why didn't you have any kids? Well, you don't want no kids?
No.
Well, I didn't know we were gonna be allowed to throw cheese on them.
What? That shit is fucking hilarious.
Well, I mean, shit. If y'all would have told me that, then yes, I would have had a fucking kid. But I had to get to fucking 2019 before y'all said that could be a thing.
Yeah, cause
I love seeing cheese get thrown on them little motherfuckers.
Cause before then, that shit was just called abuse.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's propaganda by Big Cheese or something to sell more American right? slices. I don't know what's happening. I'm sure it's going to all turn bad when classism seeps in and people start throwing brie on their children.
Right, because if you realize it, it's the lower class cheese. You know, ain't no, yeah. I don't see no Swiss cheese.
It's Kraft Singles right now.
Right. I don't see no.
Soon it'll be imported cheeses.
Brie. I don't see no.
Monster cheese.
Right. Somebody said no Gouda.
Yeah, you know, but until then, I'm just saying. Why the fuck didn't y'all say anything? We could have been on this shit. Love seeing cheese thrown on those little kids. And for everybody that's annoyed by it or calling it abuse, you gotta get some real problems. It's not a big deal. It's a piece of cheese, y'all. Calm down. It's just people, they still love their babies and they just want to put it on the internet. They threw some cheese on them and be a part of something. And I can't wait until those kids are grown and 18, 20 years later, we get a montage of adults getting cheese thrown on them.
Come on, because, at the elderly home.
Because they're going to be in a home and not able to do nothing about it. And all those kids going to get their fucking, they're going to get their revenge.
Come on.
I'm like, hold this cheese, you old senile son of a bitch.
Plop.
Splash.
And they ain't going to be able to spot shit. They might not be able to see it or feel it by that time. By the time it's time to reverse it.
I'm going to get some shredded cheese.
You're going to have everybody confused.
Be like confetti.
What is this, confetti?
Be like, woo, you made it. Happy birthday. Grand jury charges Jussie Smollett with 16 felony counts of filing a false report to the police. I said it yesterday on the feedback show, but I'll repeat it here. This feels like intimidation.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like they're trying to intimidate him into pleading to guilty to something so that they can basically avoid having a trial.
Correct.
You know, I've never really been, I don't know that Chicago PD has the evidence that they claim to have. Because if they did, I don't know why they would be doing such a full assault blitz through the media to try to like get, intimidate this dude. You know, if you really do have that evidence, then you just go to trial with it and go, this is proof that he did set this up. I think what they have now are some coincidences and a preponderance of like likelihood that is that it's not what he said it was, you know, whether it's known to him or not known to him. Do they have the evidence and the proof to literally be like, this is him saying, I want these guys to beat me up and on camera and all that shit? I don't know. It sounds like they're gonna have some, maybe they can get the boys, the brothers from Nigeria to testify against them or something. All I know is this. When you try to throw 48 years at the dude, you make me feel like you're no longer interested in adjudicating this through a fair trial. It sounds like you want him to see that 48 years and get scared and be like, okay, what do I need to plead to? And I will confess and then you guys give me less, or maybe not even confess, just I'll plead no contest or something. You guys drop the charges, I get probation and we move on from this. But basically, I will not be allowed to say that, you know, that this was some sort of setup or whatever.
Right, because it's many people that you've seen been charged with shit. They get what, probation, community service hours, shit like that. They don't get this.
Yeah, he returns to court March 14 to face the charges. He denies the charges as of right now. And he faces a maximum of 48 years behind bars, but I think it would be like, more than likely, if he were convicted of something, it would be applied concurrently, so he wouldn't be in jail for no 48 years. But the mm-mm. point being, I don't think he should go to jail at all for this. And it's not because he's gay and I'm just trying to protect mm-mm. the gay man and all this shit. I understand that people sometimes get annoyed because it feels like there's a push to be like, if someone's in a marginalized group, then there should be no penalty to anything they do. Right. And da, da, da. That's not what I'm advocating. I just think it shouldn't be a disproportionate punishment if it turns out that he did not tell the truth. If he somehow, this was some type of hoax and big plan, I understand that that is very messed up. He shouldn't have done that. This is not me copping pleas for him. But I do feel like throwing him in prison, in jail, whatever, seems like way too harsh a punishment for this.
Right.
You know, and I think it also, because precedent has been set with all these other hoaxes we read about on the show all the time, where it's like Blacks rules and Black Lives Matter sprayed on the church, and we're like, we know Black people didn't do that shit. And when they figure out who did it, they never go to prison.
Mm-mm.
You know, there's women that have claimed to have been raped. There's people who have claimed to have been robbed by imaginary Black people. They don't go to prison for it.
Right.
So if they're trying to throw him in prison for however many years, I find that to be excessive and targeted and fucked up. All right. Travis Scott's Astroworld tour has grossed $34.3 million in its first 3 months. So it looks like going to the Super Bowl is the right move.
Make that money. I'm not even mad.
He has more than enough time to eclipse the $50 million milestone Jay-Z and Kanye's recent solo headlining tours grossed, $48.7 million and $52.8 respectively. So he could fuck around and, wow, that's huge.
Yeah, he looking like, y'all niggas said I shouldn't do it. Shit.
It definitely didn't hurt.
Come on.
If you guys were Team Jordan in the Kardashians versus that Jordan
Kardashian Wars,
yeah, the Kardashian Wars. Remember how y'all was like Team Jordan? She fucked Tristan Thompson for the honor of all Black Lives Matter. People did take it a little too far. Come on, y'all.
Come on.
But if you were Team Jordan, guess you got some company, guys. This might mess them agendas up for y'all. I don't know how y'all gonna reconcile this, but Taylor Swift, aka Tay Tay, would like to be invited to the party.
Oh shit, what happened? She came out of left field.
She said that Kim Kardashian had petty bullying and online hate campaigns against her.
I believe that.
Mm-hmm. Remember when she, now let's not think too hard and find the video, but remember that phone call where she got caught kind of possibly lying about not knowing that Kanye was gonna say he feels like Taylor still owe him sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then online everybody starts sending snake emojis and bullying her.
Right.
Well, she says, what about me though? It's just like Jordan. I learned that disarming someone's petty bullying can be as simple as learning to laugh. In my experience, I've come to see that bullies want to be feared and taken seriously. A few years ago, someone started an online hate campaign by calling me a snake on the internet. She said, referencing Kim's call for a National Snake Day in her honor. The fact that so many people jumped on board with it led me to feeling lower than I've ever felt in my life. But I can't tell you how hard I had to keep from laughing every time my 63-foot inflatable cobra named Karen appeared on stage in front of 60,000 screaming fans.
That guy be named Karen.
It's Karen with a Y, if that matters.
Okay.
Back in January, Kim said the beef between her and Swift was over, but now it appears Swift may want an apology. It would be nice if we could get an apology from people who bully us, but maybe I'll ever get the satisfaction of knowing I can survive it and thrive in spite of it. Man, Kim ain't apologizing.
Mm-mm, never.
Them girls care about themselves, and that's it.
Right.
they when Jordan apologizes to us, like, fuck that. Let's see what else happened. 400 Family Dollar stores will close soon, and Dollar Tree is closing 390 Dollar Tree owns Family Dollar. They are closing 390 Family Dollar stores and following a $2.3 billion loss.
And that makes sense. Like, I'll look aside. Family, like I say, the thing about Family Dollar is that a lot of people do shop there, but then you have wherever they certain locations aren't really that busy, so they was like, we had these locations and we're not selling shit, shut them down. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, also though, that's a little, I worry a little bit about it, because they did slide into a lot of food deserts,
right?
And they're one of the few food options for some certain people in the country, and
that's true too.
A lot of black areas. So I wonder which stores are going to close and how that affects the people that live there. You know, I know corporations have no onus to the general public or whatever. They just want to make money. But it makes me wonder, like, which stores are getting closed and who that will affect.
At one period of time, somebody said it was going up too fast. Yeah, that started popping up like McDonald's. Because every time you turn around, like, they closed one not too far. And then, like, right almost a few blocks away was another one. That one's still open, but you're like, well damn, y'all like every other corner. Yes, you can't sustain this.
That's true. All right, let's get into our games. We're just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people. That's right, guys. It's time to play the game we all hate to play. It's Fucking with Black People. The game that goes all around the globe, find different articles, make you feel fuck with the wheel sign, point scores of 0 to 100, intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. Everybody's back. Ready to do some guessing. Some fucking with black people. A teacher. Now, here's the opposite of fucking with black people. A teacher tells his class not to date African Americans because they are not worth it. That's right, y'all. He's saying, don't fuck with black people. Literally. Now, I will put his picture on here because I think y'all need to see the kind of man we are all missing out on, okay? The pure white Aryan genes.
Yeah, catch, right?
The DNA he could have unloaded in so many sisters that would no longer have it. Or men, I don't know how he gets down. Florida teacher, Florida, of course, has been suspended after his school district concluded that he repeatedly used the N-word in class and told his 7th and 8th graders not to date African Americans because they are not worth it. Bury the lead. Repeatedly use the N-word in class?
Right.
Don't be dating these niggers, okay? They're not worth it.
I don't know matter how many times I done told y'all, Sarah, I see you. Dang that nigga boy out there. I see you up and down the hallway. Stop that shit.
What class could he possibly have been teaching?
David sex ed? I hope not.
David Swinyar, who says he is white in his personnel file, teaches math at Kiernan Middle School in Jacksonville. The school has
math? What the fuck?
One nigger plus two niggers is too many niggers. That's what I'm trying to tell you, little children. Okay? Now, if Tyrone has one penis, and you, Becky, have one vagina, what is penis plus vagina? Zero, because it shouldn't happen. Leave these niggers to themselves.
Yes, if Tyrone's penis is 11 inches and Bob's penis is the average man height, you know, about 4 or 5 inches, you know, maybe 6, you know, if he got a little girth, which one should you choose, Barbara? Not the big one.
Don't go for the BBC, okay?
No BBC up in here. We can't have them Negroes destroying the white woman's vagina.
Now turn your pages to chapter 3. It's time to study algebra.
What the fuck is this?
Just at the school has 22.6% of black students. Just after lunch, October 6, 2017, the student told a school board investigator that their teacher, Swinyar, and students were discussing relationships.
In a fucking math class.
This is his words. If your boyfriend says bad things to you and or treats you wrong, that means he's acting like a nigger. Swinyar said, according to student testimony in the school district investigative report, you all should not be dating all these different African American boys because they are not worth it. You're just letting them cream pie you and Yeah, your husband's sitting there with a camera, eating a sandwich, jacking on, talking too much.
Put it on.
It's all disgusting. I've seen all the videos. I watch them all the time.
Yes, he does, apparently.
I have a subscription to Blacked. Okay, I believe.
Come on, Blacked!
I believe Black.com lives matter, but in recreational lives, in real life, you can't do that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I hear you letting them come on your faces and stuff. Just the white women is the ones I'm concerned about. White men know that Black pisses off everyone. But white women, stay away from them. I've seen the videos for proposing on the field after getting a touchdown.
Come on.
In what appears to be a separate incident covered in the investigative report, he also made racist remarks in August 2017. Come on, man. Why are you making past the first one?
Right.
What? If my daughter was dating someone who used the F word, I wouldn't have any respect for that nigger. What? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Which F word?
Yes, it's a lot of F words.
Is he like, listen, I am so pro LGBTQ. You better not say no goddamn F word slurs around me, you nigger. You better not. Okay. The school counselor quoting the student reported that Swinger said if Swinger's daughter was dating someone that said someone said the F word, I would beat him up. After he was confronted by a student, other students said Swinger said, I would never say that, but if I did, I'm sorry.
You did that shit.
Well, don't worry, guys. He got in trouble. That's why we're reading this. Swinger reportedly said he attended an African American church.
Was it Amy Zion?
And students said he made fun of the preacher's preaching style. The district also concluded in the report that Swinger made inappropriate comments to students, such as calling them dumb. Florida's teacher union, the Florida Education Association, declined to comment on the situation. One of the FEA's core values is to value and respect diversity among all individuals, and blah, blah, blah. So he received a 10-day unpaid suspension. We got him, y'all. We got him.
No, he not invited to the cookout, none of that, no.
10-day unpaid suspension for the behaviors documented in the district's investigation. The story was published, CNN was sent a letter by Duval County School Superintendent Patricia Willis, sent to the school board members on Thursday afternoon. The letter further outlined the district plans to deal with him. Following the employee's suspension without pay, he will be reassigned to an appropriate district position with no contact with students for the remainder of the year. As an annual contract employee, his employment contract with the district expires June 30th, 2018. In May, recommendations for contract renewals for annual employees will be considered. Well, this was published in 2019, so like, what the fuck happened? Because that was last year, right? Oh, no, this was published 2018. Oh, so it's old. Anyway, 100.
Oh, 100. Fuck him and fuck that school system. You on contract. Nigga, be gone. You not even a teacher with a teacher union should be able to stand up for you. Be gone.
I would never let one of these niggers say the F word. That's just not how I get down, okay?
Yep.
And if I said it, I apologize. Goddamn. Y'all up on me. yeah, I give it 100.
Yes.
A teacher held a mock auction where white students bought Black classmates. Seems reasonable to me.
Why do they do this bullshit?
You gotta learn, Karen. I hate to be, you know, white woman bashing. I know someone gonna write in about it, but can't trust them. Okay, these white women, sometimes they do messed up
for
stuff.
Quality food in the big city, look for urban
I do love me some quality food in the big city, though, Karen.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, the New York City. Yeah, I'll wait for this ad to finish and then I'll turn the sound back on. And I think that did it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm getting teary-eyed about it because it's just like, how can somebody do this to my son?
Vernex Harding sat her 10-year-old son down for a tough conversation about cultural understanding. She's telling her story exclusively to Pix11. Harding says her child was traumatized after a hands-on lesson about slavery. It felt all too real.
She told all the African-American students to raise their hands. and proceeded with this exercise.
The exercise was a mock slave auction. Harding's son told her he and two other African Americans in their fifth grade class were brought into the hallway.
She started to put imaginary chains along our neck and our wrist and our shackles on our ankles. And as soon as she did that, Mommy, I knew it was wrong.
When they were brought back into the classroom, they were lined up. The teacher then asked other students to start bidding to buy them.
She reiterated and said, you look like a wealthy white man. How about 300? Just started a bidding with the children.
The mock slave auction of African-American students happened Tuesday at the Chapel School in Bronxville. Parents are now livid and organizing. One sent us this email from the principal. He called the lesson racially insensitive and hurtful. A school investigation is now underway. For now, the social studies teacher who led the lesson has been removed from the classroom. And tonight, parents are being called to the school for emergency meetings. Our sources in the Attorney General's office tell us Letitia James is aware of the parents' concerns here, and the AG's office is now monitoring the school's response.
Humph, I say. 7 exclamation points. Karen, 0 to 100.
Oh, yeah, motherfucking 100, because... And see, y'all have talking about us, we haven't... See, this is one reason why I'm glad I don't have no children, because my child tell me some bullshit like this, oh, I am showing up to the school and somebody is going to have some motherfucking explanation. We going to explain why, what happened, what's going on, and how I get this goddamn bitch fired. Every day I'll be like, the bitch got to go. I don't give a fuck what your rules say. She got to go.
Just throw some slavery cheese on them kids' face. That's what I would do. You know? Get it
over
with.
I will be relentless. Yeah, so nah, it's a good thing I ain't got no kids. I have to deal with the school system and they fucked up rules and regulations. What the fuck we need to talk about? She did that shit.
Yeah, the part that gets me the most is that why all our lessons got to be hands on?
Right.
We never. I was in school. I remember being in school. We never had hands on lessons for other shit. There's no hands on like this is how they killed the Native Americans. There's no hands on like this is what happened to Jewish people in World War II.
Right.
There's no hands on atrocities for anyone but slavery. Slavery the only one where it's like, let's go out and pick some cotton today, y'all.
Come on.
Only way to drive it home. No, we got books and brains and words.
You use it for everything else.
Pull out a fucking some chalk and let's read. Let's go. Good grief. Okay, so Matt, now how much you think Leon would go for? Look at his teeth. They say, you gotta inspect them teeth, okay, guys? Now see those teeth right there? That's about $60 slave. Good grief. Anyway, 100.
Yeah, and then y'all act like something wrong with the parents when they come up there and show their motherfucking ass on the school property and be like, if I see that bitch, is she in trouble?
Speaking of property. Maine GOP mayor resigns after calling elderly black people antique farm equipment.
Oh shit, that antique.
Well, I'll tell you this much. He would have won against the race.
That real good.
Shane Bouchard, the Republican mayor of the second largest city in Maine, stepped down after leaked emails and text show he joked about elderly black people that calling them antique farm equipment. In private messages that were released by a woman, Heather Everly Berube, who alleged to have had an affair with Bouchard during his campaign, the Maine Republican reportedly told a racist joke. I love that it's not that this woman cares about black people.
Oh, no.
She had an affair with him. It probably didn't end well. And she went.
He was like, I'm gonna stay with my wife. She was like, the fuck you is?
Right. Remember all that racist shit you said that I laughed at? Well, bitch, I'm telling people. All my jokes are quite racist, LOL, he reportedly said in a text, later adding, what do you call two old black people sitting on your front lawn? Antique farm equipment, he said. Yikes, Baru broke back. you was dating a whole ass Republican and then shocked that he was racist? Girl, you knew you were screenshotting that when it happened. Baru released a text exchange as well as more than 150 additional texts she shared with Bouchard on Wednesday. Oh, she spilled all his shit.
Mm-hmm. She was like, a word, you're gonna break my heart, word.
That's a woman scorned. The exchange involved the racist joke also reportedly came roughly 2 months before internal emails from Bouchard's opponent in the past election, Ben Chen, were made public. In one of those emails, Chen said that she had encountered a bunch of racists while campaigning. Chen's comments were reportedly considered divisive by some and partly cost him the race. So he happened to notice that his opponents, some of his constituents was racist, and they said, why are you being divisive by noticing that we like this man and his, and be, and we racist? It's like when people got mad at Trump, at Hillary when she said Trump had a basket of deplorables at his fucking thing. And it's like, she was right.
She was right.
Baruv, who had previously volunteered for Chen's campaign, also said she was the source of the internal emails obtained by the main GOP to attack Bashar's Democratic opponent. Oh, she just tells everybody business. She is a messy bitch that lives for the drama.
Come on.
She is.
So you ain't got no Instagram page, da baby.
She tell everybody business. I don't care who I work for.
I got the tea.
I'm telling TMZ. Okay, they did it. Bashar resigned from his position as mayor of Lewiston on Friday morning. His resignation was poorly effective immediately. Karen, 0 to 100.
50.
Yeah, I say. Shit, this is a good one. He did resign. I'll say 75. Antique farm equipment. Son of a bitch. Boy, we just.
I mean, he's looking like, boys, am I lying? Am I lying? You know what I'm saying? And you're like, don't do that bullshit.
All right, let's go to the guest the race. Now that it's time for some guest the race. That's right, it's guest the race time. Now that it's time for some guest the race. That's right, it's guest the race time. That's right, it's time for guest the race. The number one game show going across all of podcast land, where we read and play news articles from all over the globe. And we ask our contestants today, Karen and the chat room, to guess the race. And of course, everyone playing is racist. So we should all run for mayor, as far as I'm concerned. A gifted college student, 21 years old, was killed by flying tires in an accident during a spring break road trip. A young Tulane University student was tragically killed in a freak accident while at a rest stop in Mississippi. On Tuesday, 21-year-old Margaret Maurer from Forest Lake, Minnesota, was taking a restroom break during her spring break road trip with friends when she was suddenly struck by a pair of flying tires that came loose from a passing 18-wheeler. Yeah, that's some Final Destination shit. Mara was walking back to her car when the tires, which were bolted together and weighed roughly 500 pounds, entered the parking lot area from Interstate 10 eastbound. The tires traveled about 850 feet before they hit her. According to the police department, she was pronounced dead at the scene. No one else was injured. It's traumatizing, of course, for the young ladies that were there and the family. Captain Casey Baxter of the Gautier Police Department told ABC News, "It's heartbreaking for everyone. She was truly a victim. It is not immediately clear as to how the tires broke free from the trailer." Following the incident, the truck driver, who has been identified as a driver for Dana Transports Incorporated, turned around to see what happened. Police say they suspect no wrongdoing on the driver's part. I mean, how would he? Unless it was Candyman in that motherfucker, how the fuck would he know what was going to happen? She was a senior at Tulane. She studied ecology and evolutionary biology. Tulane's president, Mike Fitz, spoke out on her tragic death, describing her as an extraordinarily gifted student and a leader among her peers. Her professor, Thomas Sherry, paid tribute to the late student, calling her a go-getter. In addition to getting to know her academically, Sherry bonded with her on an artistic level as Mara drew illustrations for his independent book, A Project on Birds. Well, I guess all her artwork will be retired now. Karen, you want to go ahead and guess the race, or are you too nervous?
It's white.
White. That's what you're going with when the rubber meets the road?
I am.
All right. I guess we'll see what the chat room has to say. All right, I'm sorry, guys. Let's go to see what you guys.
You know what?
They
could have been retreaded tires.
I don't know why. What would that have to? I don't know.
Retread? Could you keep retreading the same tire jokes?
Oh, these jokes are tired. let's see. They said white. I see dead people white. Extra tragic because she's a white girl. They burn rubber on her white. Use the truck stop bathroom dead giveaway white. Tread lightly with this story.
Oh, that was a good one.
I'm so sorry, guys. Okay, I couldn't help myself. June said, "Yeesh, Rod, this is an awful story. Tragic and white. Gifted, but didn't say white. Gifted, but didn't say how white. White gifted hands." Sora said, "Michelin white."
That one's good.
Yeah, well, you guys are right. It was some white walls. I'm sorry, guys. I should have never spoke on it. That's her picture there, and this is also her. They cropped her boyfriend out. I guess he lived. Is it showing in the chat room?
Mm-hmm.
Or no?
Okay, we cool. See it.
All right, I gotta go to the next session real quick. You know what our favorite movie was, Karen?
What?
Pacific Rims. Let's go to the
that
next story. They were all terrible, it's fine. Let's go to the next story. Feds throw shade at Detroit rapper in ID theft case.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Detroit federal prosecutors threw shade at a Detroit rapper and self-professed god of credit card fraud Thursday by indicting the man who fancied jewel-encrusted necklaces made out of credit cards and bragged about his alleged crimes on Instagram.
Oh, so you can make jewelry out of credit cards? This is new?
Jonathan Woods, 25, who raps under the nickname Self-Made Cash, was charged with wire fraud, aggravated identity theft, and possession of unauthorized access devices. He is in custody and expected to make an initial appearance in federal court Thursday. I'm listening to the Crime Town Season 2 podcast, and it takes place in Detroit. And it does seem like everybody needs a hustle in Detroit. That's what they said in the upfront. So maybe his hustle is not just rapping on the side, but, you know, stealing people's credit information.
But, I mean, people normally don't take the plastic and encrusted with jewelry, though, you know. Like that's new to me. Did he have a matching set, earrings, bracelets, and everything? I mean, you're going to do it. Let's go all out.
The indictment portrays Woods as a credit card swiping Svengali who trained people for a fee and how to navigate the dark web to buy stolen credit card numbers and commit identity theft. Woods claims to be as sophisticated as credit card fraud when in fact he is not, prosecutors wrote the 6-count indictment.
He is not!
The year-long scheme started in May 2017. Woods bragged in a YouTube rap video and on social media sites, including Twitter, that he was the greatest swiper of all time, meaning he is skilled at credit card fraud.
Nobody tell him swiping no swiping.
Swipe God Freestyle is what it's called. This only has 6,700 plays on Spotify, so I don't know how big of an artist he is.
All my shit hitting is what I do for bands. So many niggas out here faking, acting like your man. Yeah, I pop purse, I don't fuck with Zans. Throwing a crispy
Okay, number one, I feel like he went to the
Casio keyboard.
The Casio keyboard.
Boom, boom, boom.
I was gonna say he went to the Silk the Shocker school of rapping a little offbeat.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
it's not on beat to me.
J's all fuck with Vans. I see my little brother hooping, wanna see him make it. And niggas ain't gonna give you shit, Trey, you gotta take it. Guaranteed sauce once a week, don't miss the payments. And I leave a nigga brain leaking on the pavement. Shit real, you hear cash in every conversation. And no, we can't do no feature, fuck your compilation. It took a minute to get the sauce right, but I was patient. Yeah, 40 turning nigga to a doctor patient. Hey, blowing on that cookie, hit it once and choke. Hey, I'm.
Yeah, I hate to go on red.
Yeah, where's the beat? Like, yeah, it's he going a little bit everywhere.
Yeah, I hate to go on Randolph Terrace on this one, but I'm not feeling this trap music, dog. This one's terrible.
Mm-mm, not this one. And on top of that, what do you do if you pay him fees to train you? He's like, but this nigga got caught. He ain't good at his job. I want my money back.
How does he even pay for the fee? How do you pay him for fees? You got to swipe a credit card?
Yeah, he gonna steal.
He frequently posts pictures and videos on Twitter and Instagram containing large amounts of money, credit cards, and credit card skimmers to promote his proclivity for credit card fraud, the prosecutors wrote. He also includes emojis for credit cards and a goat to represent the greatest of all time. In various YouTube videos, Woods is seen rapping, shopping for shoes, eating an empty Waffle House. When I get my credit card chain, I'm going to let you all see, he tells the waitress. You know you're a boss when they shut the Waffle House down for you. Nigga, you know you just went to Waffle House during the day. Don't nobody be in there. He probably just went for breakfast when no one's there. Now if you show up at 1 a.m. and they shut it down for you, then
you
okay.
Special.
But you just go to an empty Waffle House at noon. I mean, shit, you be all right. The boast brought in business, authorities allege. People would contact Woods on social media to learn how to engage in credit card fraud. Woods in turn sells information on how to commit identity theft for credit card fraud, according to the indictment. Woods, who has close to 36,400 followers on Instagram, charged people to learn how to hunt the dark web for the best bank identification numbers, or BINs, belonging to stolen credit cards. In fact, the information was worthless and many of the BINs were non-existent. The scope of the scheme was unclear. Thursday, if convicted, Woods could spend up to 20 years in federal prison. These niggas cannot stay out of jail. Get in the studio, stay out of jail.
Right.
Jesus.
What happened to the old school, I rap about it, but I don't live that life? I am fine with, I rap about it, but I got 3 degrees. I am okay with that nigga.
Karen, guess the race.
Oh, black. And I know this might kind of be off topic, but I'm going to ask anyway. Where is the dark web? Am I on the white web? And I'm on the white side of the web.
I think it's like
dark. I don't know nothing about no dark web.
I think it's like dark chicken, dark meat and white meat. So you probably on the white meat side.
Well, then I'll just be white then, because I don't know nothing about no. And every time I hear about the dark web, I'm like, that's some shit you don't need to go into.
Let's see here. Oh, he's around. Let's see. Okay. My hustle gotta hustle black. Black people love to brag about crimes on social media. Like he used to do fraud. Is that Z shit? It's that Z shit. Black. Black like American Express car he stole. Bright black. Autobiography. Trap rapid. Black idiot. Killer scam Ron. Black. Smokey Not Robinson. Motown black. Broke black. Sweet with computer coding skills. Nigga. Always want to flip some shit, but drives a bike black. Credit card chain in his baby name black. The correct answer is, and you all got it correct, he is absolutely a black person. Let me get back to my sound effects on my Spotify real quick so I could give you your applause. And there we go. And that's the credit card chain. I don't know if you can get it, Karen.
Yes. Okay. Right. Word. That's what we doing.
Yep.
I don't know what I imagined, but I did not imagine that.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to the bonus round. Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race. That's right, double the points, double the race, and a bonus round against the race. So far, Karen is 2 for 2. But will she be able to continue her hot streak? Let's find out.
Yes. My thing before we move on, I hope that wasn't a real name he had on that credit card, like a real credit card number. Mm-hmm. And then, two, that is a really good juror to be like, you know what, I take your motherfucking money, whatever you want, I will make it for you, sir.
Nigga shit. A man delivering food allegedly dips testicles in salsa over a low tip.
Oh!
This Tennessee man took dope, took...
They just added some extra spice, some extra balls to the salsa.
Mm-hmm. Some balsa. Mm-hmm. This Tennessee man took double dipping to another level with delivering food from a Mexican restaurant. Howard Matthew Webb, 31, is accused of putting both his testicles in a customer salsa container order last month from a Maryville establishment.
Oh, now one, he wanted to be sure you got all the spices.
Must got some little balls or some big... test or some big containers. He was arrested Friday after a 14-second video surface of his revenge against a low-paying customer. Police said Webb was a passenger in the vehicle when the order was delivered January 12th by an independent contractor for dinner delivered, an online meal ordering service. Damn, that's why you gotta stick with Grubhub, I guess. The driver allegedly filmed Webb placing his testicles in the customer's salsa and posted on the video saying, "This is what you get when you give an 89-cent tip on an almost 30-minute drive." Then don't do it? Do they have a choice? Can they decline the order? Is it like Uber?
I mean, okay, so he worked for the third-party company. Why wasn't the food protected where he couldn't open it up? Like a seal or...
I mean, he must have opened it up and put his balls in it. Here's my question, though. He's not the driver. He's not even working for the company. He's just like in the passenger seat.
Wow.
Yeah. Webb was a passenger in a vehicle when the order was delivered.
So the person just trying to deliver the shit.
Well, no. The person delivering it recorded it. It's him and his friend, I guess, in the car together. Maybe that's how they make it faster. It's like you get out and deliver the food and come back and I keep driving. I don't know. But the point being.
They thought that shit was funny.
He thought the shit was. Like, we got an 89-cent tip. Let me put my balls in it. So the driver actually recorded it and posted it online.
And he shouldn't. He going to lose his job.
Webb is heard saying, oh, it feels good.
Oh, this sounds like something you might do. All you might be into food sex.
Who's you? Me?
No, the dude that you talking about.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, that does not sound like something I would be into at all.
No, because I was assuming you was reading it from that dude's perspective.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, he sound like this is something
he would be into.
Right.
Okay, yeah, we use some he on that one.
oh, I don't know his name. That's why I said he.
Webb. His last name is Webb. His name is Howard Matthew Webb.
Okay, you know I'm prepared to pay attention to people's names.
The video began to circulate online and didn't deliver notify authorities. Police arrested Webb and charged him with adulteration of food.
Oh, I didn't know you could adulterate food.
I thought adultery was like fucking somebody's wife.
Although I do
want to sue you if you fuck my food. So I guess that's fair.
Come on. Instead of fucking the guac or the cheese or the queso, I fucked salsa. I mean, who we committing adultery on?
I don't know.
The other sauces.
I mean, I guess your food is cheating on you, maybe.
Apparently so.
This nigga is fucking my salsa, Your Honor, and I demand restitution.
I sure do.
The police arrested Webb and charged him with adulteration of food. He remained in jail Wednesday on $45 bond. That's a comma, but two zeros. I don't know. Guess
$4,500.
Right, I don't get it. $4,500, but the comma's in the wrong place. guess the race of Howard Matthew Webb, Karen.
Oh, white.
The chat room says the salsa was made in New York City. White. Right in front of my salad. White. Testimole and salsa white. They gonna shut down the taco world pulling that Beavis and Butthead shit white. His penis was shorter than his testicles. Little dick energy white. I heard you ordered these nuts white. White Latinx white. Three names white surprise. He ain't a killer white. When we said y'all should season your food, we didn't mean this white.
No, we did not, baby.
Despicable crime equal white. Mm-hmm. The correct answer is, I think everyone went the same thing, white. That's probably the most spice he's ever had on his body. All right, y'all, let's get to Sword Ratchetness, and we gotta get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
A man has been arrested after displaying a fake sword in Mechanicsville. Mechanicsville, Virginia. A man was arrested Tuesday after displaying a sword at an intersection in Mechanicsville. The Hanover County Sheriff's Office said a man wearing a bandana and holding a sword was standing beside the roadway at the intersection of two streets I don't care about. Video of the incident shows a man...
intersection of Hill Hall and Hillbilly.
Video of the incident... Sorry.
I ain't mean to get you... all choked up.
Video of the incident shows a man initially resisting police commands, but he eventually complies and was arrested without incident. The sword was determined to be plastic. Stefan R. Carpenter, 23, of Mechanicsville, guess the race.
White.
Black.
Oh, I got that one wrong.
Was charged with wearing a mask in public and disorderly conduct. He is being held at Pamunkey Regional Jail and was held and was taken into custody on an emergency custody order. Damn.
And a place called Mechanicsville
and a Pamunkey jail. Mm-mm-mm. That sounds racist.
Come on.
All right, y'all, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the show. We appreciate y'all. Thank you for listening, even though people call me fat and gay and effeminate and I hate men, black men, and I just overly praise black women, and they're never gonna listen to the show again. I'm 100% sure they heard this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for listening anyway, guys, despite all of our shortcomings here at the Blackout Tips, by which I mean my shortcomings, because they don't even be mentioned in Karen.
No. Before we go, let me speak their language again. Wah, 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 wah.
Until next time, I love you.
I love you too. Mwah. Mwah.